True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Football Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. Sylvester Stallone is back in the original hit series, Tulsa King. This season, Dwight faces his most dangerous adversaries yet, forcing him to fight for everything he's built and to protect his empire. Stream the new season of Tulsa King on Sunday, September 21st, exclusively on Paramount Plus. We are joined by our friend, Trey Essex. He's been kind enough to be a weekly guest throughout the beginning of this football season. Trey Essex hosts the popular podcast Snap Count Show with our other friend, Charlie Batch. Trey, good morning. Thank you for jumping on with us today. How you doing? We can't hear him, Harry. We've got muted Trey.
Well, I heard him when I had him on and we were talking. Oh. Now I can't hear him.
Trey's got panic in his eyes, too. I don't think it's Trey's fault. I don't know that it's Harry's fault. I think it could be the fault of technology. It could be AI. Harry was saying something about Gemini during the break. I don't know.
Try refreshing that page.
So Trey Essex will be joining us momentarily. Worst case scenario is we'll get him on the fan hotline, which is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing an HVAC provider for over 50 years. Doran, I did see a cut-up of Broderick Jones.
I did too.
I think he played better football this week.
He did. He did get a little bit better from my estimation, and I know Trey tweeted about it too, so he saw his clips. And do we have Trey now? Nope.
We can hear him in Harry's room. Right. We can't hear him in our room.
There we go.
Hey!
There we go.
Hey! What's up, Trey?
Hey, there we go. What's up, fellas?
Trey, before we get into Broderick Jones, your thoughts on the defense, schematic issues, talent issues. I mean, the last 10 games, they're giving up 28 points per game. What's the deal?
Oh, that's a loaded question.
Trey, fix the Steelers now.
It's not a talent issue. It's definitely schematics. First of all, I don't think Benton should be a nose. I think he should be a three tech. We're missing Derek Harmon, but our run defense can't be contingent on one player not playing. Like, we need to be better. And I think our biggest issue, and I think it's starting to rear its ugly head and it's starting to be shown up on film, is our second unit, our second level. Peyton Wilson and Patrick Queen just aren't a force right now. And I think the play that kind of highlighted that was the last play, the last touchdown of the game. They took horrible angles on that toss play. That can't happen. We're down one score. We have a chance to get back in the game. You can't give up a toss on 3rd and 12 or whatever it is. But that really highlighted, I think, the weakness in this defense right now. And it's the second level.
Trey, Broderick Jones, you tweeted out that he got a little bit better. What did you see on film from Broderick Jones?
He was more aggressive, more assertive this week, which I appreciated. His hands are non-existent, though. Like, I don't get why he's not punching. That is glaring, and it's obvious that that is the reason he has issues with giving up pressure. Sometimes he just doesn't punch. And so he's a great athlete, great feet. He's physical, and he's aggressive. And he was better this week. He looked a little bit more like he wanted to get after it. But we need to see some hands being thrown, simply put. And I think if he does that, he's going to be just fine.
What have you seen out of the offensive line in the running game? I mean, I guess a little bit better this week, 3.4 yards a carry. It was 2.7 week one. But, I mean, when you're starting down here and you get up here, it doesn't make you feel all that warm and fuzzy inside.
So there was – you got to expect that this offense was going to take some time to get some chemistry. I mean, they are – everything is new. Everybody's young. So it's going to take some time. So after watching film, there are some good things on there, even though it's easy to be pessimistic right now. But the team is moving in the right direction. The O-line is moving in the right direction. The interior had probably their worst game this week. What I want to see more of is more leadership from Isaac. He didn't practice in the preseason. He is the lone veteran on the offensive line. He is a Super Bowl winning lineman. And so there needs to be something more from him, and I'm just not seeing it. We don't talk about it enough. We're always concentrating on Broderick and Troy, the two young tackles, but we need more leadership. That's what we're missing, honestly. And I think the sooner we get that, the better this offensive line will be, and I think they will get faster if Isaac speaks up a little bit more.
Trey, the schedule, you know, moving forward, the next couple games or next about five games, you got obviously Drake May this coming week. Then you go to Ireland. You're going to have Carson Wentz because J.J. McCarthy is out. You're going to have a bye week. Then you'll have Joe Flacco or Dylan Gabriel, and then you'll have Jake Browning now that Joe Burrow is out. Do you think that they could take advantage of these next five-ish weeks? Do you think that there's – the internal issues will get fixed and they could take advantage of the backup quarterback situation that they're going to face?
I would hope so. But we went against Justin Fields and Sam Darnold the first 2 weeks. You know, we went against some vagabonds that have found new homes and they haven't shown up. So you would love to think that if a backup quarterback is in, the defense has an advantage. But honestly, I don't know. If the things get fixed, this is obviously advantageous for the defense to go against the second string quarterback, but the issues have to get fixed, and it starts with stopping the run.
Trey Essex, two-time Super Bowl champion with the Pittsburgh Steelers, our guest. He's also the co-host of the Snap Count podcast, Snap Count Show with Charlie Batch. What'd you think out of Aaron Rodgers' performance on Sunday, Trey?
A-Rod did good. Now, he took a couple of sacks, so me and Charlie talked about this yesterday on the show. Aaron has gotten hit 15 times and gotten sacked 7 times. They're not all on the O-line, but that's a stat that, when you look at it at the end of the day, will be attributed to the O-line's performance. You're not going to look at that and say that 40% of them were cover sacks. So on Sunday, 2 sacks were due to coverage and Aaron holding on to the ball, not the O-line. And so Aaron is great, and I'm glad we have him because he is the lone veteran presence and the lone person that can hold the entire offense accountable. And so he's playing well. He looked younger. He was rolling out. He looked more nimble. Some of those throws were amazing downfield. That one of Pat Freiermuth should have been caught, obviously, but that was one of the best throws I've seen in a long time from a guy his age. And so I think A-Rod is doing great. I think the way he handles the press afterwards, how he's telling everybody in an Aaron Rodgers type of way, relax, is only week 2. I love it. And he is the best thing going for the Steelers right now.
Trey, who has stood out positively in your mind in the first 2 games, you know, other than Aaron Rodgers? Who's somebody that has really shown up that you're like, okay, like that guy looks the part?
Jaylen Warren on Sunday. That guy has to get the ball more. And he looks like the Jaylen Warren from 2 years ago, when every time he got the ball, you thought something special could happen. And he showed that he's still capable of doing that. So he came out and balled on Sunday when he got the opportunity to. I think he needs to get 20 to 25 touches every week. I think he's that special with the ball in his hands. Obviously, injuries have been a concern for him this last year, but the way Tomlin said it on Sunday in his presser, he has to get the ball more, and I was really impressed with what he did with it on Sunday.
Trey Essex with us here on the Fan Morning Show. All right, Doran's gone positive there with Jaylen Warren. T.J. Watt, no sacks through two games, only 7 in his last 16. What can he do to get back after the quarterback? What can they do for him to help him make a difference that way?
Man, I'm not concerned about T.J. If you watch film, he is still disruptive. And they are running away from him. If you watch out the run charges, and Charlie mentioned this yesterday on the show as well, is that they are running away from TJ every opportunity they get because he's been that effective when they do run towards him. And so we just need to be solid in the middle. We got to find a way to clog that middle up better, and that's going to help TJ in the long run. And so I don't know moving him around. I know everybody was like going into this season, Myles Garrett moves around a lot. Michael Parsons moves around a lot. TJ made his hay being on that left end. And he's been disruptive his entire career. Like, granted, you want the defenses not to be able to target on him and game plan on him on one side, so I get moving around a little bit, but stick to what his bread and butter is and keep him rushing on the same side and shore up the other sides of the defense.
Is there any bigger lie in the NFL than Darnell Washington's listed weight, Trey?
What is his listed weight? Is it 280?
I thought it was 270 or something like that. 265.
Yeah, it's not 270. That's a bold lie. But I would love to see Mount Washington get involved in the offense a little bit more. He got a 2-point conversion on Sunday, but that guy, the way he caught it,
oh my God,
there's nobody in the red zone. Nobody. And so it is, we kept 4 tight ends, and that was in hopes that we would use them more. We saw John Newcomb catch 2 or 3, but we're using like screens and stuff. Right. Darnell's not getting the ball over the middle. Freiermuth, obviously, he has been a good target for Aaron thus far, but he had a couple of drops. We're not using the tight ends enough, and we're not using Mountain Washington enough in the red zone, and I think we would be better as offense if we did.
Trey, this was wonderful. It always is. We appreciate your time, and hopefully we'll talk here soon.
Appreciate it, fellas. Have a good one.
Thanks, man. Trey Essex, our guest, and Trey Essex, you can listen to his podcast with Charlie Batch, the Snap Count Show. Trey, a 2-time Super Bowl champ. It's one of the best football podcasts out there right now. A lot to digest from Trey there. As my voice gets worse and worse and my eye continues to twitch, my left eyelid is dancing on me.
Yeah, my left underneath my eye is dancing on me too. So they're dancing together. They're swinging.
Don't do that. Don't do that. You think it's just morning radio?
Probably.
That's got to be what that is. Yeah. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Asked Trey about this Steelers defense, and he said, quote, it's not a talent issue. It's definitely schematics. We'll get into that, among other things, when we were.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Turn, but Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. What do you say we go around the NFL coming up at the bottom of the hour? Spend some time on the league. Couple of good games last night. Chargers. Look like the Chargers have under Harbaugh. They're 2-0.
Mm-hmm.
The Chiefs sitting there at 0-2.
Yep.
Might this be the year that somebody else wins that division? Or is it too early to tell? What does President Donald J. Trump think about the NFL's new kickoff rules? If you were wondering, wonder no more. We'll get into all that, plus sex toys being thrown onto the field in Cincinnati. That's coming up in about 15 minutes. Trey Essex said it's not a talent issue with the Steelers' defense. It's definitely schematics. And here's what Mike Tomlin said in his end-of-season press conference last year about changes being made around here.
I have a cliche that the guys oftentimes throw back at me in jest, but it's true. Two is a pattern. And I say that because there's an expiration date on adjusting and adapting. I use that phrase to reflect urgency, to reflect how quickly it is we need to adapt and adjust and move. And so we've had similar results. Rest assured that we're not doing the same things, hoping for a different result. We have adapted. We have altered our approach, and we will continue because we're not getting what we seek. And that's the confetti game, is to be world champs. Our goals are really clear. It's also really clear that we're falling short of it and falling short of it in a consistent way. And so we're still going to continue to be open to adapting our behavior, our program, the structure of what it is that we do, to turn over every stone in an effort to get what we desire. That's just the appropriate and mature way to approach it.
Interesting to hear Mike Tomlin say that two is a pattern, because now they've played two games and they said they were going to fix things after game one and they haven't.
Mm-hmm.
Also, they hadn't won a playoff game in 8 years. And now, with these two games to start the year defensively, they've been one of the worst units in the NFL going back 10 weeks. And from a defensive coaching standpoint, nothing's changed. You still have Tomlin and Terrell Austin. You bring in Jalen Ramsey. You bring in Darius Slay. You're playing Peyton Wilson more than you did last year. You have a new piece on the defensive line. I mean, Loudermilk or YA Black right now without Larry Ogunjobi. You don't have Minkah Fitzpatrick. You've got Juan Thornhill, and then it's been Chuck Clark out there because Deshaun Elliott. We know there have been injuries, no doubt about it. But they changed a fair amount of pieces on that defensive side, and yet the results through 2 weeks are the same. I don't know how anybody can look at it and not think that it's coaching, Doran.
It absolutely is. It absolutely is. And it's almost like they're trying to fool themselves. It's like, yeah, we've changed a lot on this defense, but really did they? Like, they didn't do – they should have – they didn't pay a defensive tackle. They drafted a defensive tackle. They drafted another one. Now you're relying on rookies who could come in here and stop the run, an issue that you've had for a long time. That's just not a recipe that's going to work. You need actual guys in here that can go in and stop this run, and Cam Hayward being one of them, but you need more Cam Haywards. Like, that's your issue. You needed to pay an inside linebacker again and have Peyton Wilson be the backup.
And Malik Harrison doesn't go far enough, and I know he's hurt.
Like, it is what it is. Like, if you want to say that it's not scheme, and or you want to say that it's talent and not scheme, then okay, I could see that argument too, because I don't really think that the talent is where it needs to be in order to stop the run and stop some of the things that are happening on defense. If you want to say it's scheme, that's easy to say because you could just tell. You could tell. There's one thing has been the same, and nothing has really changed. It points to one place.
And so, to that point, we have ESPN on in here on one TV. We have the NFL Network on another TV. And regardless of whatever's happening in the NFL, the Steelers are always a big-time story. And on Get Up this morning, the question was, will the Steelers' defense keep them out of the playoffs? And I forget who the panelists were now because my eyes twitching and the backyard brawl and all that fun stuff. But both panelists said, yes, it's not an overreaction to think that this Steelers defense can keep them out of the playoffs. And I wonder, because it's on mute and we're doing our own thing here, we're entertaining the masses here in Pittsburgh. I'm wondering if they cut to the heart of the matter. I'm wondering if the analysts nationally on ESPN, on Good Morning Football, on Get Up, wherever you look this morning, I wonder if they're calling out the actual issue here. And the actual issue here is you have a ton of talent defensively, and you're not getting it done. That's a coach. That's a DC. That's a head coach. Full stop. TJ Watt, yeah, you need to make plays whenever you're getting paid $41.5 million. You're also not getting any help. I'm not making excuses for him. He got seven sacks in 16 games. That's never good enough. He got zero sacks. My God, Doran, we got Steelers fans on social media now saying, well, his pass rush win rate was great. Are you freaking kidding me? Do you realize that we've lost the battle when we're talking about TJ Watt and pass rush win rate? We have railed against pass rush win rate for years now because that's why Myles Garrett got a Defensive Player of the Year award, and all we've argued is, you know what matters when you're an edge rusher of his caliber? Matters getting a quarterback on the ground,
yes,
and forcing fumbles and making impact plays. He's not. Did he all of a sudden stop being good? I don't think so. He's an elite player. Cam Hayward's an elite player. Patrick Quinn, you paying him like an elite player. Jalen Ramsey's supposed to make more splash plays than give up splash plays, and I think he just slightly lost that battle on Sunday, but he gave up some big old plays. This is as talented a defense as there is in the league. And this is as talented a defense they've had here in a long time. And yet, again, they're 29th in points, 28th in rushing yards, 25th in passing yards, 25th in sacks, 29th in yards allowed. You want to drive, you can. You want to fly, you can. Whatever you want to do against this Steelers defense, yeah, you can. And oh yeah, by the by, it was Sam Darnold and Justin Fields. And nothing's going to change.
No.
Are they going to get healthy against these backup quarterbacks these next 4 weeks? Maybe. Is it going to give you any faith that they come out of it even at 5-1? You'll feel better, but we can't feel good.
Mm-mm.
And I'm not so sure that they're even going to be able to shut these teams down, dude. And at what point, I know it's only 2 weeks in, but it's two on top of the eight from the end of last season. At what point do we just say, Mike, maybe a change of scenery is good for everyone. I'm not firing the coach 2 weeks in, but I ain't the owner. It ain't working.
It's not working. And to believe that it would change, that's far-fetched in my opinion. Because I don't see how it could change unless something else changed needs to change.
And is the defense to that point, we've seen the futile performances by this defense in the playoffs. Is them just being a below average unit over the course of a season, is that enough to upset the apple cart?
No.
I think they'd almost have to be statistically as bad as they've been defensively for the rest of the year and go like 5-12.
The record would have to be.
Yes. And even then, man, I feel like that would just merely put the coach on the hot seat-ish.
They'll be a scapegoat.
Terrell Austin.
Right.
I don't know how you can... And hey, 2 weeks. They could turn it around. Am I optimistic about it? Absolutely not. You were at a 9 on your concern level yesterday. I was at an 11 on my concern level yesterday. On a scale of 1 to 10, I did that thing. I was trying to prove a point, be overdramatic. I don't know how you see what happened in Baltimore last year with bringing in Dean Pease. And if you're 8, 9, 10 games into this thing this year and you're struggling defensively with this many great players, how you don't make a change in season.
Mike doesn't want somebody coming out. He doesn't want to admit that whatever he's doing isn't working. That's maybe where John Harbaugh and Mike Tomlin are different. Well, John Harbaugh wasn't a defensive coordinator, but he knew that it wasn't working and needed it fixed.
He's done it before, too. Their Super Bowl season, they fired an offensive coordinator during the year. He ain't afraid to make changes. There's pressure. You got to win. You can't wait till the end. Well, we'll see how it shakes out the rest of the year. No, you got to be proactive. I'm not saying fire Terrell Austin today. And then the sad part is, I don't even think anything comes of it. But you're right. Like, firing the offensive coordinator is one thing when it was Matt Canada.
Yeah.
getting rid of a Terrell Austin.
That does nothing.
To bring somebody in to now, what, babysit Mike Tomlin and help him with his defense?
It does nothing
and it ain't going to happen. 412-928-9370. There's more to react to from Trey. We'll do just that. We'll go around the NFL coming up next.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, bad bounce goes through the hands of Caleb Johnson. He may have touched that ball. That would be a live ball. Let's see what the ruling is here. It is a touchdown! It's a touchdown! Oh, Seattle gets the score!
Yeah, that sucked. Although you're playing Country Roads, you're going to try to make me cry again, Harry. As if my voice isn't bad enough right now. Why do we play the Caleb Johnson screw up? Well, the president of the United States hates the new kickoff rules, Doran. Let's go around the NFL, Harry. We're doing it a segment early here. Tuesdays gives us our most time to talk about the major storylines around the NFL. Here's what Donald Trump posted on Truth Social last night. The NFL has to get rid of that ridiculous-looking new kickoff rule. How can they make such a big and sweeping change so easily and quickly? It's at least as dangerous as the normal kickoff and looks like hell. The ball is moving. The players are not. The exact opposite of what football is all about. Sissy football is bad for America and bad for the NFL. Who comes up with these ridiculous ideas? It's like wanting to roll back the golf ball so it doesn't go nearly as far. Fortunately, college football will remain the same, hopefully, forever. This has nothing to do with the messenger here. I actually like the new kickoff rule because I do think we're seeing more returns. And it was a non-competitive play before, and we're actually seeing an exciting play. It used to be bathroom break time. It's not bathroom break time anymore. It does look dumb, though.
It looks terrible.
It looks absurd. He's not wrong about that at all.
I don't like it at all. I think that they should just get rid of the whole kickoff.
Just start at the 30 or something like that?
Start at the 20.
Like it's backyard football?
Mm-hmm.
When you were a kid, did you do the thing where you'd throw it off?
Yes, throw it in the air.
Yep. You're playing in the backyard. It's like, all right, here comes the kickoff, and you'd launch the thing as high as you possibly can.
Yep.
Oh, it was a simpler time. Harry, could you fade the music down just a little bit? Not all the way down. I was going for my evening walk last night. There was a family. We were just doing laps around our neighborhood, and they kept running past me. And it was a husband and wife and a young lad, and they had a football. And they were just throwing it in the street while they were going on the walk. And let me tell you, it was the most wholesome thing I've seen in a long time. It was just wonderful.
More than Saturday? At 7 p.m.?
I like 7:35.
Mm.
Teardrop in my eye.
Yeah.
Country roads. Take me home. The Indianapolis Colts are sitting here at 2-0. We buying or selling the Colts, Dickerson?
I'm not buying yet.
I think they come down to earth at some point, but good for them. Good for Daniel Jones. Maybe he has a Sam Darnold year. You never know. But I know one thing. If I'm not buying them right now, I'll buy them against the Steelers.
It doesn't seem to matter who their quarterback is. They beat Mike Tomlin.
Yep.
Last year was Anthony Richardson and Joe Flacco. The year before that, it was Gardner Minshew. They're going to beat the Steelers. They're 2-0, and they've been as impressive a team as there's been through 2 weeks in the NFL, and I'll tell you why. Rigoberto Sanchez is the name of their punter. The reason that you didn't know that out there, Steelers fans, is because he hasn't punted the football yet.
Wow.
They have not punted.
Wow.
They have not turned the football over. Daniel Jones is having a career renaissance. What are they calling him? Indiana Jones?
Indiana Jones.
Damn it, that's cool.
It's so good.
Harry, are you a big fan of the Indiana Jones movies?
No, I haven't really seen them.
What?
Why are you surprised? Don't be surprised. We've been over this.
I've seen Indiana Jones.
All of them?
I saw the new, not the newest one, but the new one before the new one. With Shia LaBeouf, weren't there like space aliens?
And yeah, it was weird.
It was real
Crystal
weird.
Skull.
Yes, that was it.
Yeah. Temple of Doom's my favorite.
Temple of Doom's outstanding.
Yeah.
Also one of the great scores in the history of cinema.
Mm-hmm.
And they're calling Daniel Jones Indiana Jones. What'd you make last night of the Raiders having minority owner Tom Brady in the coach's box wearing a headset? Some people on the social medias are very mad about this because Tom Brady works for Fox, and yet he is clearly somewhat intimately involved with what's going on with the Las Vegas Raiders on game day.
That's a conflict of interest a little bit, I guess.
Yeah.
Right? But, I mean, for the franchise, like, yeah, I want Tom Brady on the headset. I mean, I don't think he's saying anything. I don't think he's, like, talking to Pete Carroll, talking to Chip Kelly. But if he can hear what's going on, maybe he has some insight on days like today where things could get fixed. But, yeah, that's a conflict of interest. I wouldn't want that if I was other NFL teams.
Yeah, and I know he's not supposed to meet with teams and talk to coaches and go to practices of other teams, which is usually what happens whenever you are a broadcaster. And that's the part that irritates me too. We had a great thing going on Fox on Sundays when you had Joe Buck
Aikman
and Troy Aikman. And hey, Monday Night Football's better off having those guys. But Tom Brady ain't going to be as good as Tom Brady can be if Tom Brady's not able to have access to all the information that a normal color commentary guy is going to be able to have.
Mm-hmm.
And Tom Brady is really impressive whenever he's breaking down football. And you know him. I mean, he got you Uggs for Christmas, for God's sakes. Not this year, but back in the past. A story you told on the pre-show, people should go back and listen on the Odyssey app, AUDACY, your Odyssey app. But, you know, some of the other media stuff he's done, I think he's been incredibly impressive. When he's doing the game coverage, I don't think he's as good as he could be if he were allowed to have access, and he shouldn't be allowed to have access, so I think it sucks. It sucks for Fox, and it sucks for me, the viewer.
Yeah. I mean, if I were him, I would just give that up. I know he loves football, but, I mean, you have your hands all into the organization of the Raiders. Like, just do that.
I think he's making like $35 million a season or something just absurd.
It's like the highest, right?
Yeah. To call football games.
Or pick one.
Exactly.
Pick one.
Exactly. Because I think, look, I don't turn games off because I don't like the broadcasters because I'm watching for the sport. I'm watching for the teams. I'm watching for that entertainment value. But I don't think he's as good at the job as he should be, and I don't think he's as good as it used to be on Fox. All right, the Bengals are sitting there at 2-0 after beating Jacksonville this weekend. They go to Minnesota, to Denver their next two games. Then it's Detroit. Then it's Green Bay. That is four titanic matchups in a row. Oh, yeah, followed by the Pittsburgh Steelers. Can the Bengals make the playoffs if Joe Burrow misses 12 weeks and doesn't miss the entire season.
Sure. I think Browning's a good backup. He showed it on Sunday. Came in, did his thing. I think that whenever you have those type of receivers, I know the defense is what it is, and I know the offensive line is what it is, but I think Browning is good enough and serviceable enough to be able to lead them to the playoffs, yes.
You know who I think Browning is? I think he's Jameis Winston-like. He threw two touchdowns, and it was like, dang. And he threw three interceptions. Mm-hmm. The Bengals defense gave up the 27 points. I didn't believe in the Bengals before the Burrow injury, so I'm definitely not going to believe in the Bengals after the injury. Ask me again in 4 weeks. Mm-hmm. Minnesota, Denver, Detroit, Green Bay. They could easily be sitting there at 2-4. I don't even disagree with what you're saying about Browning. But they're going to be the underdog in all those games. You could easily be sitting there at 2-4. And at that point, if you are buried before Joe Burrow could come back, you might even decide, if you're the Bengals, we ain't bringing him back.
Yeah.
By the way, surest bet in the world for next year, Joe Burrow to win his third comeback player of the year award.
You think?
Can you believe that?
It's crazy. He gets hurt a lot.
There's more NFL storylines we'll get to next as we go around the NFL. We're giving away tickets to an awesome concert at the top of the 9 o'clock hour. We'll tell you what that concert is and what you got to do to win those tickets coming up in the next segment. We'll also go around college football a little bit coming up next. 50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Someone tweeted me an article from late August. I guess they relaxed some of Tom Brady's restrictions.
I did hear that.
I thought I did too, and then I forgot about it. And he is allowed to be in those production meetings, which makes it all the more appalling and frustrating to me that he's in the coach's box wearing a damn headset.
Mm-hmm.
Brady, be discreet. Go sit somewhere within the bowels of the stadium and wear a headset.
Hey, if he's allowed to do it, why not just do it?
Oh, good point. Yeah, you know what? It really isn't a Brady issue. It is a league issue.
Right.
That's well said by you. So, thank you for the tweeter for sending that in. My bad. All right, Doran, where's Pitt go from here?
Man, they got to figure it out. They have a lot of issues that were very glaring on Saturday. Discipline issues, quarterback issues, all across the board, really. So, hopefully this bye week's at the right time and they can figure some things out and come out of this bye week and really go attack this ACC schedule. But they got to figure it out, man. They really do if they want to do something good this year.
This is my analysis, limited as it may be. I think Holstein is addicted to the big play, and he wants to hang on to the ball to make the big play. I mean, it served him really well over the course of his Pitt career, and I think the offensive line is taking time to gel.
Mm-hmm.
And I think those two things working in concert, they don't go together. Also, having no Desmond Reed absolutely hurts.
Well, that's exactly what I was thinking, too. Like, throughout the game, it just shows how valuable he is. Like, it shows why he's one of the best players in the country.
Absolutely. I mean, he could have taken any hand off the distance, and his presence alone changes probably the scope of that game.
I mean, and special teams, too.
No doubt.
With him back there once.
No doubt. I'll tell you, West Virginia's punter had a good day. He had a good day. But it's totally different animal with Reed out there. And look, Kenny Johnson's a playmaker, but Desmond Reed's one of the best all-purpose players in the country. It's a good time for Pitt to have the bye. Then they'll be at home against Louisville. Big storyline in college football this weekend. Cooper Manning, son, Arch, kick save and a beaut there, boys.
Ooh.
Wow. Threw 10 straight incompletions at one point. I was listening to a college football podcast, and they said, Texas will be in the playoff. I'm not so sure about that.
I don't know.
Listen, they got dogs. They got talent.
I mean, he hasn't been special so far.
No. No.
At all.
No. He has been, I think, to be kind, pedestrian.
Yeah, mediocre.
They played UTEP. That's a mining school. They weren't out there, and they weren't in the coal mines. They were on a football field. They won by 17. He threw for 114 yards. He threw 10 incompletions. Bruh, he ain't good right now. And they already have a loss. It probably takes two more to eliminate them, and maybe that doesn't even do it because we all know the SEC is the SEC, blah, 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 blah. But they have Oklahoma, 11th ranked team in the country. They got a squirrely Vanderbilt team on November 1st,
yeah, they're
man.
Pretty good, man.
They are good, good. They're at Georgia, and they've got Texas A&M. So they have three top 11 teams left, four top 20 teams left. They got to go to Florida. I'm not just crowning Texas. You got to be able to score points. And that quarterback ain't been good.
Nope.
Penn State, next up for them, Oregon.
After their bye?
After their bye. So it's a good schedule situation for Penn State. So far, I think Oregon's been the much better team.
Yep.
The much better team.
Mm-hmm.
And Penn State did not cover their game because of one of the great plays you saw, would see all weekend long by that young Villanova kid who puts his hand up, throw back across the body. I had to laugh. I know a lot of people who probably lost money. I know some people who might have made money on that play. But Penn State hasn't been tested yet. They'll get tested in a couple of weeks. That was around college football.
What about West Virginia going forward?
I have no clue. I have no idea. I think you probably stick with eight at quarterback. I think you probably keep handing the ball to that big moose at running back. And I think the defense has a chance to be pretty good this year. If they get to a bowl, I'll be thrilled. Mm-hmm. That's what I said at the beginning of the year. Yeah. You beat Pitt, you get to a bowl, and it's a great year in year one with 81 new players. That being said, I think they're right now they're probably favored in two of their remaining games. So it's still going to be an uphill battle. That's around college football. Coming up next, your chance to win two tickets to the 21 Pilots concert. You want to win. You give us a ring at 412-928-9370. We usually don't do this at this point in the week, but vibe check, how are we feeling about these Steelers right now, sitting here at 1-1 with the defense statistically as one of the worst in the entire National Football League? Do you have faith in Mike Tomlin to turn this defense around? 412-928-9370. Best caller gets to see 21 Pilots. First, though, fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, overcast, high of 82, low of 61. Tomorrow, a high of 79, partly cloudy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.